From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
Your time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, Harry the Hipster, and the two stars of Hollywood's great theater hit Blackouts, Marie Wilson and Ken Murray, brought to you by Dreen Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dreen Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the Busboy speaking. For the holiday season, Villa Valley's featuring mistletoe soup. One spoonful and your lower lip starts kissing your upper lip.
Pinky, Pinky Lee, give me that telephone and get away from the phone. What are you... Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who is this?
Hello, Rudy, this is Ken Murray.
Well, I'm glad you called. I've been wanting to talk to you ever since you got back from New York. How was your vacation?
Oh, I had a great time, Rudy. I really did. But it sure was wonderful getting back to Hollywood. The minute I stepped off the train, I was walking on air.
You were walking on air?
Yeah, the porter forgot to put the stool down. But then I got inside of the station. I went into a telephone booth to talk to my girlfriend.
Did you have a nice chat?
Yes, but the people outside got tired of waiting, so we had to get out.
Well, Ken, I suppose you called me to... I suppose you called me to thank me for taking your place as Master of Ceremonies in your review, Ken Murray's Blackouts of 1945. You know, I think I did a pretty good job while you were gone.
Yeah. Of course, you're not Ken Murray, but then who is?
No, just a moment. Just a moment, Ken. I'll have you know that the audiences were crazy about me. Why, every night, women thronged around the stage door waiting for my autograph.
And why not? With every autograph, you're giving away a quarter of a pound of butter. And another thing, the ushers were complaining.
Complaining about me?
Well, the ushers said that between the acts, you made them run up and down the aisles and wash everybody's hair with Dreen shampoo. And then, but I'll talk to you about that later. But I just wanted to tell you that my new show is going into its fifth year next week, and I want to hire Xavier Cugat for my new edition.
Oh, but that's impossible, Ken. Cugat is working for us here at the Villa Valley.
Now, look, Valley. Look, Rudy, I want Xavier Cugat. I don't want to get tough, see, but I have ways of getting what I want. So if you won't let me have Cugat, I'm going to send somebody down there to get him. So long, bud.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Someone is always trying to take Cugat away from us. First it was Keenan Wynn, then Mike Romanoff, then Earl Carroll. And now Ken Murray. Not only that, Ken Murray's threatening me. Fie on him. So he's sending someone down to intimidate me. Well, Valley fears no man. Hello?
This is Harry the Hipster.
Who? I mean, who?
You heard me. Harry the Hipster. I'm falling down and dig you, Valley. I expect you to be there. You get that character?
But I don't understand.
I just gave you the word, McSnoid. Better make it a deal, McNeil. Watch out for the voot, McNeil.
Oh, where can I hide, McBride? I don't feel much like singing at this point. Ah, but what I have to do for $2 million a week. In your eyes, the light of love was softly beaming. My darling, so sweet and cheery. In your hair, a shade of gold was gleaming. Like moonbeams that shine.
Girls, do you want soft, shining hair? The kind men sing and dream about? Then use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by any soap shampoo. Dreen your hair and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. Here's what glamorous cover girl and dream girl Madelon Mason says about Dreen's wonderful hair conditioning action.
Professionally and socially, I find it pays to depend on Dreen. Only Dreen leaves my hair so well behaved and lustrous.
Right, Miss Mason.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Listen to me, Pinky. You have all my instructions straight.
Sure, Mr. Valley, I got you. Ken Murray is sending down this dangerous character, Harry the Hipster, and you want me to keep on the lookout for him, huh?
Of course, I could handle him myself. But I'm pretty busy, you know. And another thing, Pinky. I especially want you to keep this Harry the Hipster away from my dressing room.
Oh, keep him away from your dressing room, huh?
Yes, because locked in there will be something that means a great deal. Something which I regard very highly.
What's that?
Me. And I want to warn you, Pinky. I want to warn you, this Harry the Hipster sounded like a desperado. He's probably armed. I imagine he shoots from the hip.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me, Mr. Valley. I got a gat. It's even smaller than a gat. It's a kitten. Not only that, it shoots bullets for 3 miles and then throws rocks at you. Hey, I know how to handle those gangsters. Boy, I learned all about it from my girl, Cecilia. Yeah, Cecilia. Cecilia used to be a gun mole.
No, no. No, Pinky, you mean gun mole. A mole is an ugly-looking animal with a fur coat.
That's my Cecilia.
Don't forget, Pinky, I'm depending on you. See you later.
Just leave everything to me, Mr. Valley. I ain't afraid. Who's afraid? I'm not afraid. Oh, I'm not afraid. Who's there?
Harry the Hipster to you, Jack.
Who? Harry the Hipster?
Don't give me none of that jive. Let me in, squirt.
Squirt? Who are you calling squirt? Just a minute, big boy. Who do you think you're talking to? Just a minute. You're not coming in here, see? And I'm a-warning you to withdraw.
And suppose I refuse?
Then I withdraw my warning. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, where do you think you're going?
Out of my way, character. I'm looking for Valley.
So you think you're tough, huh? Think you're tough, huh? Tough guy, huh? Well, I'm just as tough as you are, and I'm strong, too. Here, I'll show you. Just hand me that Los Angeles phone directory.
There you go.
Here, now watch. I place one hand on this half of it. I place one hand on this half of it, and... There. I knew I could lift it.
I got enough of this. I'm going at the Valley.
Oh, no, you're not.
Don't get tough, McDuff.
Yeah? Well, if you get to see Rudy Valley, it'll be over my dead body. Hey, what are you stepping over me for? I'm not dead yet. There's only one way to settle this. We'll fight a duel. Move back 10 paces.
Okay, but what's the idea?
Move back 10 more paces.
What's the idea?
Move back 10 more paces.
Hey, I'm out in the street.
That's the idea.
Coogie, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, come in, Senor Rudy, come in.
Woe is me, Coogie. Everything is happening to our nightclub. Billy Burke, our financial backer, withdrew her money from Pillar Valley. And now tragedy. Tragedy! I'll have to take off my money belt. And now Ken Murray is trying to take you away. He even sent down a fellow named Harry the Hipster to get you.
Oh, I know, Senor Rudy. I listened over the transom and heard this Harry the Hipster talking to Pinky. I was eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping?
Yes. You know, this Harry the Hipster thinks he's one tough hombre. Well, I got a friend in Hollywood who is even a tougher hombre.
Who's that?
Hombre Bogart.
Well, I'm not worrying about Harry the Hipster. We got rid of him. But Marie Wilson just phoned and said she's coming down here. And I think Ken Murray figured that if Harry the Hipster failed, Marie Wilson could persuade you to leave. Now look out for her. She's young, luscious, beautiful. I'm only telling you this because I'm thinking of you.
That's funny. I'm thinking of Marie Wilson.
Coogie, are you going to leave Villa Valley just because of Marie Wilson? After all, we've been friends for a long time. Coogie, I want you to give up Marie Wilson For all lang syne.
Let all lang syne get his own girl. I was only kidding, Senor Rudy. I won't let Miss Wilson talk me into leaving Villa Valley.
Well, don't forget, Coogie. Marie Wilson is very persuasive. What if she wants to hold your hand?
Oh, don't worry, Senor Rudy. I'll still ride along with you.
What if she wants to put her head on your shoulder?
I'll still ride along with you.
And what if she wants you to hug her and kiss her?
Stop that, boss. This is where I get off.
Well, I'll have to talk to you later, Coogie. It's time for your number. What are you going to play?
Oh, tonight I'm going to play my signature, my shawl. Do you know the tune, Max Woon?
Do you think I'm a square, McNair? Play my shawl, McCall. I'll have to keep Marie Wilson away from Cougar or we'll lose him. I shall speak to Marie. I shall be very firm. Other men might become rattled and confused when they look at Marie Wilson's face and figure. But not Valley.
Hello, Rudy.
Oh, well, Miss Nilsson. I mean, Melo, with Nilsson. Well, here's Melon Jello.
Oh, a real male, I mean, a real Yale man greeting me in Latin.
You agree to me in Latin, too. Wilson, I must get right to the point about Cougar.
Yes?
Miss Wilson?
Yes?
That's a beautiful dress you're wearing.
Thank you.
It certainly brings out the color of your hair and your skin, and it brings out your eyes.
brings out your eyes, too.
Oh, Miss Wilson, you and I could make music together. Can't you just picture us driving in the Hollywood Hills? It's a cloudless night, and I stop the car. I put my arms around you, and then...
Hey, you left your motor running.
You know, Miss Wilson, I can't understand how a sweet girl like you could let Ken Murray send you down here to take Cougat away from me.
Oh, but Ken Murray didn't send me down here. I just came here to have Cougat teach me the rumba.
Oh, that's different. Miss Wilson, why don't you forget all about appearing in Ken Murray's show and let me guide your career? I could make a dramatic actress out of you.
Dramatic actress? Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be on the litigimate stage?
The what?
The litigimate stage. Oh, just think, I'll be a star. Gosh, this country really has so many opportunities. Every boy has a chance to be president, and every girl has a chance to marry Tommy Manville.
You know, Tommy Manville was in here the other night. He was sitting at table 6 with his 8th wife. Or was it table 8 with his 6th wife? Very well done. You know, I could do a lot for you. Come here, little girl. Come here, little girl.
Rudy?
Oh, gracious to betches. My girl, Fifi. Yes, Fifi.
I heard what you said to her. What do you think you're doing, big boy? What do you think you're doing? How big can you get? Who got to you? Who have you met? And just what do you? My, you've changed since I first knew you, baby. How big can you get? How big can you be? What your heart size? Take it from me. So don't make that sigh. Better keep your head and get wise, Woody. How big can you be? So your kisses are the kind that I don't want to refuse. Don't ever think that I can't find a thing to fill your shoes. How far can you go? Acting flighty, breezing around so high and mighty. Don't go doing things you might regret. How big can you get?
Does your hair sparkle with allure, gleam with glamour? Could it be called those curious locks so aptly twined, whose every hair a soul doth bind? You'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair and you bring out all its natural luster, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Valley, what's the matter, Mr. Valley?
Oh, everything has gone wrong, Pinky. Fifi saw me talking to Marie Wilson, and she became very jealous. And I was only flirting with Marie to keep her away from Cougat.
Well, don't you worry, Mr. Valley. I'll help you straighten things out. You know, my mother always said I had heads on my shoulders.
Oh, no. You mean head on your shoulders. Heads would mean you had two heads.
Oh, I guess I never did tell you about my operation, did I? Oh, I'll take care of things for you with Fifi. I learned a lot about women from my girl, Cecilia.
Cecilia?
Cecilia.
Weather report, Thursday afternoon, no change in temperature. However, showers in Hollywood tonight.
Ah, Cecilia. She always looks so well-groomed. When I saw her the other night, her hair had just been washed.
How did you know?
The laundry tag was still attached to her bag. Well, anyway, don't worry, Mr. Valley. I'm going to go right over and talk to Marie Wilson now.
Well, I hope you can straighten out things for me.
Oh, Miss Wilson! Miss Wilson!
Sorry, I don't believe we've met.
Why, I'm...
I'd like to introduce... I'm Pinky Lee. You know, Miss Wilson, you remind me a lot of my girl. She has a lot of curves. Too bad hers are all on one side. Gossip, you're pretty.
Oh, thank you. You know, isn't it funny? My mother always thought I'd be a wallflower.
She did?
Uh-huh. She used to come around every night and sprinkle me.
But this isn't what I come to talk to you about. This is all neither hither or yon, pro or con, or con's other wife. Miss Wilson, you're disrupting things around here. You made Mr. Valley's girl mad at him, so there are only two words I can say to you. Let's neck.
What does that mean?
Oh, you must know what that means. Look, when a fella takes you to a show, mm-hmm. then takes you home, and you go on the front porch, all the lights are out, and then he looks at you, mm-hmm. and you look at him, and just before you go into the house, what do?
I always leave a note for the milkman.
Yeah. Ooh, you make me so mad!
I wonder what that Harry the Hipster wants. Where did he go?
Stand right where you are. Don't move, character.
Gracious to Betsy, Harry the Hipster.
Who'd you think I was? Phil Spatani? I want to talk to you, Valley.
Me?
You heard me, meatball.
There's nothing I can do. Tell Ken Murray he can have Cougat.
What you talking about, Jack? Ken Murray didn't send me down here. I come down by myself. I'm looking for a spot in your floor show.
You an entertainer?
Sure, I'm Harry the Hipster. I beat the 88, the washboard. I pounded dominoes. Piano to you, square.
Oh, so you're a pianist.
Well, you ain't just beating your chops, man.
Well, why don't you audition for me in the piano I have right here in the office?
Well, that's for me. Little tune titled, Villa Valley Valtorini Voot Super. Boo-lidy-bop, boo-lidy-bop. Villa Valley Valtorini Voot. Bop, Bobberini, a Rudy Valley, Soonerini, Bobberdibbop, Bobberdibbop. Now I was standing on the corner in the middle of the block. I saw a lady standing there sitting on a rock. She began to talk, I ran as fast as I could walk. I heard her shout, "Stop that dancing up there!" I was going through the park in the middle of the night. The night was very dark because the sun was shining bright. I spied a lark, the lark began to bark. Hey, stop that dancing up there. Some folks say that I'm insane, just as goofy as can be. But they all wrong, cause I'm all right. Now everybody's crazy but me. I'm living down a cellar on the seventh floor. I can't go to sleep till I hear myself snore. The people downstairs say I'm an awful square when I shout, "Hey, stop that dancing up there." Come on now, Gibson. Stop playing that boogie-woogie so much, man. Don't you ever play anything a little easier? Can't get any sleep down here. Huh? Who put the Nemutals in Rudy Valley's overalls? I don't know, man. I don't know. Play something lightly. Something with some melody in it. Something we can understand. Well, all right. Here we are. Out of cigarettes. Holding hands in you're the... Gosh, look how late it gets. Two sleepy people. By the... And too much in love to say good night. Oh, good night. Well, here we are, sitting in a cozy chair.
Yeah.
Picking on a wishbone from the frigid air.
I'm too much in love to say good night.
Bop leap, bop leap.
E flat. Please just linger in the hall. Father didn't like New York. Baby, do you remember the reason why we got married in the hall? To vent this little mess so we could catch up also. But we didn't. No. Well, here we are! Just about the same. Foggy little fella. And you know, sleepy people. Bye, darling, darling lad. Baba doo doo wee wee babu. And too much in love. Who's there? Oh, wait a minute. Get through. Man, wake up. You got to play the anthem. And too much love to say goodnight. Over the fences, out, out.
Excellent, excellent, Harry the Hipster. You'll be a welcome addition to the entertainment at Villa Valley.
Valid old man, that's the boot.
Hello?
Hello, Rudy, this is Ken Murray.
What's the boot, McNute? What's the new McQ? What's,
Rudy, Rudy, what are you talking about?
Oh, a square.
Look, Rudy, I'm opening a new edition of my new show next week, and
I know you want me to give you a Cougat.
Cougat? I want Harry the Hipster. Goodbye.
Now, what's the matter, Mr. Valley?
What's the matter? Now, Ken Murray is trying to take Harry the Hipster away from me.
Ah, don't worry about Harry the Hipster. If you want a hip cat, that's me. I'm a solid jackass. I mean, I'm solid, Jackson. Greetings, Fence. I mean, Hins. I mean, Gates. You don't need Harry the Hipster. You got me, Pinky the Stinky.
Are you hip?
Am I hip? Oh, just listen to this. Ah, to be bumpy in the minute that I'll host a little bit of it. Oh, it's going to get better. What a day.
Harry the Hipster appeared through the courtesy of Billy Berg's Club. Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with an unusual musical tribute to the services with Pinky Lee, who appears for courtesy of Republic Pictures, Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking. It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.